Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt, and I'm your host again here tonight on the Sedona Connection. We're always so glad to have each of you join us here live as we bring this program to you each week on each Wednesday night. It is 6 p.m. on the West Coast. It is 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And tonight, well, I'm in a different location with Charla and I. We are actually on Galveston Island in Galveston, Texas, just outside of Houston. What I had done is that I had shared some things on the video of the newsletter about how this had been an extremely busy time for us. We had just been going and going, and I have to admit we kind of realized, we kind of drifted apart a little bit, and we needed to really kind of just make a reconnection. And so I decided, I'm just going to do it. And on the night of the 4th of July, I hopped in my car. I drove from Sedona, Arizona, to Fort Worth, Texas, driving all night long. Surprised her in the morning when she got up that morning. I think it was on the 5th of July, and we just spent some time. We realized, we just needed to get away for just us. So it was a five-hour drive, something like that, from her place in Fort Worth, Texas, down here to Galveston, and we're just getting a little time on the beach. I was out in the beach water today. And it's a really funny situation. We're in this hotel, and we're on the 8th floor, and we're looking out into the Gulf, into the waters of the Gulf. I'm inside the hotel room, but because Charla does, the screen calling, she has to be in a separate room than me, because otherwise, I'm going to be overhearing her, and she might be on a little bit of delay when she does the screening. So she's sitting out on the balcony. I'm waving to her, so she's out there on the balcony. I'm inside the room. But, Charla, my dear, how are you doing out there on the balcony tonight?
Well, I don't know many better places to be than on a balcony overlooking the ocean. I just think that's pretty cool. So, yeah, it's all good. The seagulls are all over, and then the pelicans are really interesting to watch. The two types of birds that continually circle around here, and I hope that it's not too noisy out here. I've got my headphones on, but the road traffic on the seawall and then the ocean right across the way, it's really neat. It's just really special to just be on the outside. I'm an outside kind of girl, and this has been really great. Got a little sun today, finally.
Well, it sounds fine on this end, other than the fact that I'm looking at you through the window and there's a little bit of delay because you talk and then there's about maybe a 1 second delay before I hear it. And that's just normal about how all of this works when it goes through all the internet connection. But other than that,
really
all is fine.
It's hard to see you inside the window, but I can barely.
Oh, it's because of the glare, yeah. So. Well, now also tell us about your radio program tomorrow.
The Charla Awakens Show, for such a time as this, is my show, noon to 1 Central Time on RadioStarWorldwide.com. RadioStarWorldwide.com. You can go to Charla8.com and go to the show. It has listening instructions for that. Dave and I have a wonderful and remarkable story that we tell at the workshops and the seminars, and we're very attached to this story because it's such a miracle story how we met. And yet, we're just human beings trying to get along with our own stuff and all that, and we kind of were not really very well connected after a year or so. So this year, we've just kind of been distant, and even though we show up at the workshops and we work very well together and all that, personally it wasn't going. Dave showed up, decided he wanted to make a surprise visit and let's work on it. And so tomorrow we'll try to go over that. And in my mind, when people really are authentically trying to make a difference and authentically being their best self and can own up to their limitations and their stuff, then we have the opportunity to have hope or offer of hope to others and possibly some help and resources and encouragement to other people. So I'm just going to, Dave and I are going to be on my show, the Charlotte A. Wakens show, for such a time as this, for us as reconnecting and letting, how does that work? How do people do that? How does that work for us? And then, you know, there's nothing, I'm an open book, so it's not hard for me, and Dave pretty much is as well. So we're just going to share that story, how we're kind of trying to regroup and reconnect, and maybe how it even transpired to get to that place. So noon to 1 Central Time on RadioStarWorldwide.com, charlotte8.com/myshow, and check it out. By the way, if you go to my website, you can download my declarations and become a little bit more acquainted with me and what's going on in the Charlotte Awakened Arena with the YES conferences and all that as well. So it's great to be able to offer that. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, and I think what people will get to be, they'll get to hear a little more of the personal side of us, and also just to know that we're just very real people, and almost all people are very real people. And there's a tendency sometimes that people who are out in the open, like you and I, whether radio programs, on the videos, doing the workshops, that's the public side of us. But on the private side, everybody is just real. Whether it's the President of the United States, whether it's movie stars, athletes, they all have their private side that the public doesn't get to see much of. And yet on the private side, we see that these people that we have a tendency to elevate, they have real issues. And the key, and always in relationships, is being willing to do the work, being willing to take a deep look at yourself, go into an introspection within yourself, admit really true who you are to each other, and just to work through those issues. And that's what's been developing with us. We like what's happening with us. It's been, this kind of reconciliation has been really, really good. And it wasn't that it things that were just bad, but just kind of drifted. You had lost that connection, I think that spark a little bit. And I needed to take my responsibility on that. And I'll talk about that tomorrow. But that's tomorrow's program with Charla. You'll be able to get a little bit of the personal side of that. But tonight's program, well, coming up in a couple minutes here, I'm going to have an interview that I did with the ambassador today. It's kind of a short, quick update interview. It's only about 14 minutes long. But I asked him to review some items, and I wrote this up in the newsletter, is about what's happening with Greece right now, what's the update on the projects with the True Vision of Peace, what's happening with this quiet jubilee that he had announced about 2 weeks ago on another radio program, and then real briefly, the issue of Jade Helm. And then also in this interview, he's going to discuss something else. Yesterday, Neil Keenan had posted another article on his website. And we are sorry to say that it's just, how do you say this? The information and what he says is so bad, blatant lies, misinformation, disinformation, incorrect information. It shows that he's an amateur of going out and pulling stuff off of the internet and then putting it together through his own suppositions and making statements that are just flat out wrong. And it's almost to the point to where I'm going to make a statement. I think he has become delusional to go to that extreme to try to make those statements with that information being so bad and just flat out wrong. He's not even close. He doesn't substantiate the information and the suppositions that he brings across, but he makes it sound like they're all facts. And what the ambassador had basically had said, and you'll hear this in the interview, you get to a point where it's not even worth it to comment. You know, if you folks are going to believe that, then, you know, he has been on my program enough, on other radio programs enough, He was on with Ron Van Dyke enough, and he is now on with the True Vision of Peace through Radagast enough. If you're still wanting to believe that he is, what he is putting out is true, then folks, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, that stuff is just so crazy and out to lunch. Yeah. Yes, Charlotte.
Desperate people get to desperate measures, and he sounds so desperate, and he sounds like he's grasping at straws to be able to get his, you know, validation that he's still okay and that he's still got fans or whatever he has to do. And I just noticed that he's got desperate. It feels desperate with this new Keenan article. I also want to remind you to repeat the call-in number so people can be aware of that.
Sure. Yeah, I'll get that. And Charlie, you are so right. It's, you know, the article, if you truly know what is going on, it's a sign of desperation. And folks, I want to make a statement. I want to be very honest. If you're going to email me and you're still questioning him, then I'm not going to answer you. There comes a point in time where enough is enough. If you can't think that through yourself, if you can't read through that yourself, and if you still want to believe this desperation, aggression, attack, lies, deliberate misinformation that he is putting out, then, you know, I don't know what else to say. We've put out there so much. And you want to say, give me proof, give me proof. Well, I'm sorry, it's not our responsibility. You either get to trust this and believe that, and if you don't, then don't listen. And don't participate and go somewhere else with your stuff. We will bring all the stuff out in due time. And the one thing that is going to really bring this home is I can only give you my personal time frame. I think it's going to be at least 2 months. Now, the ambassador, how he works that out is different. But in the next month or two, the people who have submitted projects for the True Vision of Peace, and their projects have been approved and they are ready to be funded, those folks are going to Hong Kong to receive their money. Now, here's what happens is, what it is, Charlotte and I will basically make the arrangements. We will kind of get to be the tour guides, and we are going to take this group of people to Hong Kong. Now, they will make their own plane arrangements, etc., stuff like that, but we will put out an instructional sheet. We'll give them tips. We'll say these are a couple of the hotels that we recommend because in the vicinity of Hong Kong, that where we need to be. We will take them in and they will acquire their business license, which they need to do, and then they will go in and they will open up their Hong Kong bank accounts. And then after that, they will have a meeting. As of now, they're going to be able to have a meeting and meet with the Red Dragon. And then they will also go through all the documentation, signing the paperwork and the documents for the funding of the projects, and then the funds will be released into their Hong Kong bank accounts. Now, that's the policy. That's the procedures. That's how they are wanting to do this. That is their decision of what they get to do. But that will be basically the proof, folks, for those of you that are waiting for that. And when that proof arrives, and then what we will do is while we are in Hong Kong, we will basically interview those people that wish to choose to be interviewed. That's totally up to them, what they want to do. It's their decision. But we will have basically probably a group interview, and these will be everyday, real-life people who have gone through this process, who have been patient with us, going all the way through, to be able to receive these funds, to be able to work their projects of how they want to help change this world. And that is going to be the proof that is there for those of you that are asking for that. Now, that's what I talked about on, you know, basically on the funding side of the projects. But let's do this. I think we're ready to go ahead and head into, and we'll listen to this short interview that I have with the ambassador today. I've already covered some of it was on there, but it's just nice to have a short update. Let's listen to that, and then we'll be back in just under about 14 minutes. Okay, thanks. Well, good afternoon, folks. It's the afternoon of July 8th as I am here on a vacation in Galveston, Texas with Charla, and we're taking a couple days off. And I have the ambassador here on as a recording for me. We're going to do this as a recording. I'll be playing it on the radio program tonight, and we'll be also sending it out as a separate video. there's been a lot of things that have been developing recently that a lot of you have called in, and some major changes in events. So there's about four different topics I'm going to cover here. And then also there was a new video. I don't want to say video. There was a new posting that came out today on Neil Keenan's website that pretty much took a pretty blatant attack at the ambassador, to myself and others, and was just filled with so many flat-out lies and distortions. And I'll basically let him comment on that. But, Mr. Ambassador, welcome. It's glad to have you back on the program again.
Thank you very much. I hope you're all fine. I was listening, and yourself and Charlotte, too.
Yeah, we're having a good time just kind of reconnecting. We had been so busy, you know, over the last 16 months that we really hadn't taken time for us, and we're just away, and it's just a nice time for us, and we're enjoying it. So, well, do you have anything? I mentioned those four topics that I wanted to cover. Do you have anything maybe up front that you would like to say before we go into those?
Yes, I think that, you know, it's you was with us. You know that the timing of certain things is quite exact.
Yeah.
And we're heading up now. We talked about Jade Helm. So we're coming into the spirit of time, and now we're seeing the same thing that happened just before the old financial collapse is now happening, thanks to supposedly Greece, and also China would be a villain in Russia, as to show too. And China is now pushing forward to stabilizing the collapse, things that is moving ahead because of the bubble created by the bankers. So we have to be prepared, as I said to everyone before, to be prepared that something will happen most likely between now and September. And, you know, look after your finances, and hopefully we will be able to do it in a way that it doesn't get too big problematic for the world. That's what is our mission. But at the same time, you should be prepared, okay, when it comes to that. And the Jade Helm is all, you know, involved in this, you know, upcoming civil unrest and disasters after the, you know, the funds being worthless and financial things and, you know, recuperation of assets and things like that. So let's pray for sanity and let's for hope. And like I said before, the only solution to do it is to keep yourself aware and to show these people love and try to, you know, show the people that it's doing the operation that you guys are not their enemies. Okay. So that's my recommendation when it comes to the Jade Helm and also the financial thing. Now, we had the silent jubilee, as I said before, where 21 trillion was released into the system in the next coming days and years, and that's 5 times the amount of money that exists in the whole system. And the whole article from Bloomberg, you can give them a link maybe so that you can read it.
Right.
It, you know, basically spell out what I've been saying from the last year. And so we are heading in the right direction. We are going to have some obstacles, as I said, with a bumpy ride to the best new humanity that we want to do with 555. And so, but we are heading in the right direction, and I have good hopes for the future of everyone. And actually, it was a day that people should be out on the street and celebrating, okay?
Yeah,
like they're doing now in Greece when they want independence. And Austria also was signing off that they also wanted out of the European Union. So let's see. I think it's going to be some exciting weeks and months in front of us. And please pray for sanity and hope. I see things positive, the things that I'm working on, and the projects that we are doing is going wonderful. And things are moving over exactly the way they do. And that's why I'm also going to be out traveling this next weeks again. Now actually, I am traveling with some, going to have some meeting with some people that has gone through our process, that's going to be discussing their projects and the funding of their projects tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So things are moving forward here very good.
Yeah, I think what people, you know, in this, that have been listening to you in your symposium that you have each week is that there's, what is it, how many people have made presentations now? Where are you at?
It's a little bit about 100 people
that
have done it.
And you've had, I think, what I have heard is somewhere between 12 and 15 of those have actually fully gone through the process, and they have been approved, and the next step is for them to be funded. But to do that, what I have heard is it means that those people, we'll put them together, we'll get a list of them, we're going to take them to Hong Kong, And they will basically, while they're there, they will get their business license in Hong Kong. They will open up a Hong Kong bank account. And then my understanding was is that they'll be, have a meeting with the Red Dragon. They will go through signing all the papers and the documents about the funding for the projects. And then the funds are going to be placed into their Hong Kong bank accounts. Now, that's how it's been explained to me. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's almost everything in all cases, depending on some small differences from case to case. But this is partially with a plan that is in place, and this is the way it is. Some of the projects that has already been pre-approved is being funded as it is, and we are fully activated and pushing on that. So everything is looking very good. I'm just a little bit overloaded with all the work, but you know, when you do things that is good for humanity, you feel, you know, happy, inspired, and you don't complain. So I think it's, you know, the things are moving in the right direction, and only thing that we have is always, you know, the normal goldfishes that is out there aggressing and screaming and shouting and misunderstanding and, you know, and whining and stuff like that. And, you know, this is the guys and the reason why the world is in such an ultimate state as it is today.
You know, it's interesting. I had an email today from a guy. You know, he's been saying, I've been hearing about these projects, and I really want to know what to do. And I says, well, you know, you need to go to the True Vision of Peace website, and that's where you'll have all the information that is there. And he goes there, and he looks at it, and he finds out, you know, that it's a, you got to pay $100. You guys are just running a scam. You know, I mean, you know, the family has all these trillions to give away, and now you want $100. And I just, there comes a point in time where you just want to say, you know, you haven't listened to anything we've been saying. What's been on there, on what you've had on other programs that you've talked to, and what I've been saying that is here. And I thought, you know, it's just common sense that if you open the doors wide open for anybody to come in and submit a project, we would get inundated and flooded with thousands of people who want millions of dollars for nothing. And that's not much to ask for a $100 investment. And it's exciting to know some of these projects, you know, when you listen in on the pitch room and what's going on, these people are going to get scores of millions of dollars. And these projects are so worthwhile. But it's back to, it's always amazing how people believe what they want to believe. They read into it with their perceptions and projections of what they want. And they can't hear. They just can't hear what's truly being said. And
No, but this is the problem, is that some people doesn't have capacity to understand, but some people are just doesn't want to see it also. And the thing is this way, is that first of all, when someone take a class, the class is not an upfront payment. There's no upfront payments for anything.
No.
You're paying for a class to help you to have the tools that you need to do to present your project.
Right.
When you presented your project, if it's liked by us and the underwriting team and the family, we might sponsor it. We might, you know, go in and basically say, finance your project. It's never, I never stated that you just pay and then you will have a project for yourself.
I know. Right.
You know, but some people live in this world, or I go to the Dave Smith program, and then suddenly that makes me entitled to ask for a few millions for myself because I want to go on holiday. I mean, this doesn't work like that. But that's the mindset of many people.
Yeah.
And the level of ignorance with some people that I have seen on it, internet commenting on things is amazing, and I rest my case when I see it. And then you have, you know, the piper of all these goldfishes, the leader of them all, Mr. Keenan, is finally coming back out of the, you know, the gump or drump or wherever he's been hiding the latest month, and you know, again start with his amateur detective works and trying to talk about things. And the whole thing, as you know, is laughable. Again, you know, he is a joke. I mean, he should just realize that he is in the past. You know, he has been exposed clearly by this Goldwater report. And, you know, listen to it and look into it and things like that. I mean, I rest my case. It is just laughable. But since he's out there and promote and push pictures and stuff like that, maybe Mr. Keenan will have a little surprise coming his way in the next coming days. And I will publish some places where this little crabfish actually hides.
Yeah.
And, you know, to the telephone number to ring so that people can call him up and talk with him, maybe ask for getting back the money that he owes them. Okay.
About $400,000 that he had scammed out of other people. that, you know, if people listen to the Goldwater report, they'll clearly hear the evidence that was there of what he had done. And it's like what you and I had earlier in the conversation. People become to a point where they become so desperate that they become irrational. And this latest report is basically, like you said, it's an amateur doing research of stuff he can just pull off the internet, put it together as he so wants, and make it say what he has to say. And so much of that stuff is so bad, flat out lies, and so wrong. It just gets to a point, like what you had to say, it's not even worth commenting on it. If people,
no, because I was reading it and I had a huge laugh. Actually, I was laughing. I take it as a like almost like a comedy, and it's so, you know, it's so obvious that the guy has, you know, he's stamped out, he's finished. You understand?
Well,
and he has done his, you know, he has done his donation campaign operation, and he is, you know, stolen as much money he can from you know, the innocent masses, and now he's just sad for his time is over, and he'll sit and whining and complaining and you know, aggressing on people like you always do. So, and also the fine thing is that he put some, you know, things together there, and as always, it's done, you know, as an amateur, from an amateur, and with a person with not very much high IQ. And again, he shows how little he knows about the family, how little he knows about the system. And again, you know, I rest my case. You know, and I don't want to talk more about it because it's just like, it's just a waste of time talking about this type of person. And you know.
Well, you know, I agree. You get to a point where the more they talk, all they do is display their stupidity and their ignorance and their desperation. Mm-hmm. And I know some people may like and may not like that. Well, if you want to believe him, in spite of what he has said and how bad it is, it's only a reflection on your own integrity of wanting to just get involved in the blame game and the gossip game and the attacks and the aggression upon other people. And I would just say, folks, you know, I'm sorry, but it comes to a point after a while that, you know, just move on with your life. And because what he has to say is just so blatant, filled with so many lies, it's not even worth talking about it anymore. And
my last word I want to say to him is to pay back the money to this old lady that he ripped off, okay?
Yes.
And try to do the best thing because, you know, we know where you live, where you are, and what is your number. And, you know, you have been hiding around for a while, but, you know, time's going to run out, you understand?
Yeah,
and you know, you can talk about this and this and that and misinform and accuse people right, left, and center. But some of these people doesn't like to be this, you know, be aggressed on. Okay, so they will come, will come back to you tenfold. Okay,
yeah.
So anyway, that's life. But
it is.
I want to thank you all for this time, and I will continue to do my work here in my meeting, and we will talk back again.
We will, and I know I'm looking forward to being with you soon, so thank you very much, and I know you're a very, very busy man, but your time is always very well appreciated. And thank you very again. Thank you once again, my friend. It's always nice to hear you.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
Yeah.
Folks, this is Dave Schmidt. I'm editing the program at this point because I wanted to let you know that at this point in the program, we had run into some technical difficulties. The sound was cut off on my end, and I didn't know if I was on the air or not. And we had to resort to using the telephone to make a communication, and then our phone call was dropped. So the program will be shorter this week, and I will continue with some of these themes for next week. But after now, I want to say thank you all for listening to the program this week. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye.